Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Ageless Wisdom Mystery School. I'm your host, Michael Benner. We're coming to you from Los Angeles, California, with a podcast we've been producing for about 8.5 years now. Today, we're going to do the second of two parts on the introduction to Fearless Intelligence, my book, which will be published this fall, that is 2016. And we began in our last episode by reading from chapter one, the introduction to Fearless Intelligence. I'll continue today with chapter one, and we'll probably get into chapter two as well. If not in the podcast, the first 20 minutes, certainly in the full 45-minute premium audio program. For those of you who are enrolled or who are about to enroll at our primary website, theagelesswisdom.com, you'll get the full 45-minute premium audio program plus a second 45-minute program. Whether you register for a single session, a 13-week subscription, or longer. This is a book I've been writing for about 3 years now. It's my attempt to explain the negative impact of prolonged stress, anxiety, and heartache on awareness and understanding. It's based on the understanding that fear is not a signal of danger. Consider the number of times people might say to you or others, "What are you afraid of? What are you so worried about? Why are you so stressed out?" And the person being asked the question has to admit, "Well, I really don't know." So it's not danger. It's what you don't understand. Whether we call it anxiety, stress, or admit that it's ultimately all fear, even a little bit of nervous apprehension or, "Well, I do have my concerns," is all fear. And essentially, it's the brain's request. It's an alert on your mental dashboard that you feel in your body emotionally that says we need more information, more insight, a better understanding. That's what fear is. When we hold on to that, we get stuck. We don't recognize that we're doing the holding on. We feel like we're victims of that fear, and we get trapped in a vicious cycle of confusion and anxiety of what we fail to understand and are unaware of, and stress and anxiety, fear, carried as muscular tension. That's where it all begins. So let's pick up where we left off in the premium audio program, and we'll continue, well, as far as we can go, given the limits of time. Fear is not a danger or even a force. Just as darkness exists as nothing more than the absence of light, fear is the absence of understanding. Fear is ignorance, confusion, and unawareness. Confronting fear is like turning on a powerful light that pierces the shadows to reveal the truth of things. If we resist, fear and despair will persist and multiply. The common thread running through all problems is ignorance, and ignorance is frightening. Some refer to this underlying source of trouble as evil, corruption, immorality, or just plain bad luck, although it's simply ignorance and fear. In all cultures and all times, wise women and men have encouraged us to defeat the wicked with goodness, to eradicate ignorance with understanding, and to redeem fear and suffering with love. Fear begs us for redemption. The more specific we get about fear, the more personal it becomes, until at its core we find fear thriving on our feeble and beleaguered sense of self. Ironically, those who refuse to explore their fear and anxiety tend to interpret its vague, gnawing sensations as evidence that they're truly alone and life is meaningless. On the other hand, individuals who devote themselves to the adventure of self-discovery become aware of love and understanding as the antidote to fear, the essence of relationships, and the meaning of life itself. Fear and love are polarities, complementary groups of emotional feelings that work together. A pair of gloves, for example, is a single thing, like a pair of pants. One glove is not the good glove and the other the bad one, because they're different or opposite. They work together with relative degrees of value. Similarly, love and fear cooperate to reveal what we understand and what we do not understand, particularly about ourselves. Although everyone is made of identical atomic particles and chemical elements, we have DNA proof of our uniqueness. Personality is essentially limited to matters of survival and procreation, but we are much more than the ego. A magnificent potential is encased within our fear and heartache. Each one of us conceals a bona fide masterpiece of creative wisdom, kindness, humility, passion, and compassion, often called the soul, conscience, or higher self. Fear-based feelings are the birth pains of this authentic individuality being slowly squeezed out into self-awareness in spite of our unconscious resistance. The failure to understand our individual uniqueness has many names. Fear of the unknown, fear of being alone, fear of socializing, fear of inadequacy, intimacy, and change, the fear of failure and fear of success, the fear of dying and of living fully. If we allow the fear of self-awareness to prevent us from looking deeper, it will develop into a vicious cycle of even more fear and self-ignorance. Fear contains the entire set of emotions that rise up when we are ignorant, confused, or unaware. Because these feelings hurt or irritate us, they're called negative emotions, but in fact, they are very helpful feelings. Symptoms replete with insight to help us solve problems, heal, learn, understand, and improve ourselves. Our emotions are not done to us, they are responses that come from us. As intimate personal feelings, our fears, sadness, despair, anger, and envy promote division, separation, and opposition. Our love, happiness, contentment, humor, and peace of mind engender connection, harmony, and unity. Objective reality is distorted by our unconscious projection upon it. The innocent and pure joy we see in infants and toddlers is lost as we begin to judge and evaluate the world. If we are to rediscover life's innate joy and bliss as adults, we must reject the tendency to view fear and love as external forces and begin to separate the subjectivity of our perceptions from the independence of reality. We give away our power to change things when we blame others for our discontent. We cannot heal what we refuse to feel and accept as our responsibility. Nothing of value comes from playing victim. Both emotional and physical feelings are personal responses to the stimulus of life. A willingness to be accountable for our emotions, thoughts, and behavior boosts personal power, effectiveness, and overall happiness. Fear is not a single emotion, but more accurately, the source and driving force behind all anxiety. Love and understanding, propagated from innate seeds of wisdom, stand at the center of all heartache and anxiety. The challenge we each face is learning to see through our pain to the wisdom at its core. Each and every emotional feeling is a valuable symptom of something about ourselves that we've yet to fully understand. Fear can manifest as routine stress, nonspecific anxiety, worry, nervousness, apprehension, dread, panic, terror, paranoia, anxiety disorders, including post-traumatic stress, obsessive-compulsive disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, various sleep and eating disorders, most depression, and a broad variety of phobias. Symptoms of fear and the emotional feelings that hurt, such as anger, hatred, depression, humiliation, defiance, grief, vengeance, envy, jealousy, disgust, and distrust, and so on. Again, a fearless life is not devoid of fear. Stress, anxiety, and fear dissipate once a conscious search for the personal lessons hidden within it leads to awareness and understanding. Heartache, sadness, grief, contempt, anger, suspicion, humiliation, and every other emotion that hurts, upsets, frustrates, or irritates us always contains secret gifts. By intentionally developing self-awareness, acceptance, insight, and understanding, we can propagate the innate seeds of wisdom at the center of all heartache and anxiety. Positive, love-based feelings encourage us to stay the course. Negative, fear-based feelings, on the other hand, disclose a need for specific course correction. Like physical pain, emotions that hurt and upset us specify what needs to be understood and managed to resolve the pain and its underlying causes. Advancement to greater awareness, understanding, and wisdom is truly a hero's journey through the heart of darkness. As your path unfolds, use this guide map to walk with fearless intelligence. That's as much time as we have for the podcast, and for those who have enrolled or are about to enroll in the premium audio program, we'll have another 25 or 30 minutes of this, plus a second program, about 45 minutes long, from our Penn.Tools archive, Personal Empowerment Network, Penn.Tools. And so if you're not yet enrolled, simply go to our primary website at theageless-wisdom.com. Click on audio programs and then on premium audio, and you can use PayPal, your credit card, debit card, ATM card of choice, for a single session or a subscription discount. Thanks a lot for being with us. Be gentle, love life, and take care of each other. From Los Angeles, this is Michael Benner.